Most people in Wisconsin still use electricity that comes from power plants running on coal, natural gas, or nuclear energy. But with dropping prices for solar energy panels the last few years, more folks are signing up to have solar arrays in their yard or on their house. Enough for at least curious that on Saturday at the Midwest Renewable Energy Fair, a busload of people signed up for a tour of homes that have solar panels installed by the Stevens Point company, Northwind Renewable Energy.
This home here, if you look at your sheet that I had handed out for the cases.
Northwind design consultant Rob Peck stood outside the home of Jackson Case and described the solar panels, electricity converters, and other equipment that were put in last year. Case says he's very happy with the system, including the way on sunny days he can sell excess electricity back to the local utility, the Wisconsin Public Service Corporation.
How can I say it? Right now, public service owes us about $250. It's kind of cool, you know? And that, along with the solar thermal that we put on about 10, 12 years ago, and a wood stove inside, we have just absolutely come this close to being off the grid.
The desire to at least nearly get off the electrical grid, meaning disconnect from the local utility, seems to be part of the motivation of people who may spend tens of thousands of dollars on a solar power system. Becoming more independent from big power was a goal of Stevens Point solar homeowner Jan Roberts.
I don't like utility companies.
And Roberts says she really doesn't like that investor-owned utilities are raising some fixed rates for consumers and, she contends, making it tougher for more people to go solar.
I just wish that the policies of the utility companies encouraged solar systems.
Utilities argue they need to maintain the electrical grid and buy coal, natural gas, or uranium to supply power for the majority of Wisconsin residents. But some argue that majority could shrink very soon, and power companies will become more power managers than providers. John Farrell of the Institute for Local Self-Reliance told the Energy Fair during a keynote speech that a federal study has shown as much as 40% of electricity in Wisconsin could come from rooftop solar.
That's not counting parking lots where we could put solar, brownfields, landfills, solar anywhere else that you can think of.
The group Repower Madison has been pushing local utility MG&E to become more of a community partner and get more electricity from renewable sources. Repower's Mitch Bry says there's been some progress.
But they are not really as ambitious as we need to tackle these problems. And they lack really the specifics or the metrics to be considered a true plan.
But MG&E spokesperson Dana Bruick says the utility's Energy 2030 plan released last year continues the company's effort to reduce carbon dioxide emissions and increase renewables.
We consider it a very ambitious plan, and if we can go faster, we will.
Bruick says as more homeowners generate their own power with solar panels, that does make for more challenges in managing the electrical grid. But she hesitates on speculating whether the business model for utilities will change. She says technology and price changes may give power companies more generating options too. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.